Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
And if you have an understanding that authorities can cause these things to happen, like create depressions and world wars, you should listen very intently to the people who actually live through it all. Because the real stories are not in the history books. That's intentional as well. They always say that histories are made by the victors. And they expunge their own complicity in causing wars, etc. to happen in the first place. Very, very true. But you can go a step further. 9/11 was a great one. And because, as I say, the dust had hardly cleared from the towers coming down before the books were churned out by authorized historians as to the official version, which was nonsensical. It was as nonsensical as AIDS coming out. Oh, it started in a cave, maybe probably by bats in Africa. So we're rubbish, we're utter tripe. But this is the kind of thing that they do. When big things happen, they have their official nonsensical stories ready to go. And they stay, they're carved in stone for then on. Everything else is ridiculed as a conspiracy theory. Quite amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? And so, conspiracy theories are never substantiated to claim. And yet, the histories they give you at school are full of just that very Guy Fawkes and the cabal that was working with him. And the Queen Elizabeth's group too, that was working like a secret service that never stopped existing. And at the time it was to get rid of all the Catholic factions within England. Conspiracies indeed. And that's all histories happen to be, conspiracies. Or the Japanese plan to bomb Pearl Harbor, lying about up to the end with their ambassadors. We're still friends, blah, 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 and boom. That's how it's done. So why split hairs and just call it, well, it's diplomacy, blah, 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 blah. No, conspiracy is conspiracy. Look at the cons that went on to plunder the planet in 2007 and 2008 with the big financial collapse. For quite a few years, the big boys were grabbing mortgages that were getting sold en masse, jacking up the prices, and then selling them off again, until eventually, even after the big crash, they still haven't figured out who really owns a lot of these mortgages or houses today. All what we do know is that millions of people end up in tent cities. And no one went to prison for that. But that took planning. It took as much planning as George Soros, where he got a couple of his pals together and collapsed the British economy by betting on the pound. But there was nothing illegal in it, he said, and it wasn't nasty. There was it wasn't personal. It was just business. Doesn't that make you feel better? And that's how it's really done, isn't it? A few get together and conspire, that's what conspiracy is, to do something which they would be hunted for by the general public if the public knew what had happened. George Bush Jr. said something similar. He said, because he was with a neocon group that manufactured this ongoing war and contrived it through fallacy, basically, pre-planned wars, with countries to be taken out for the neocons. And he said, if the public ever find out what we've been up to and what we've done, he says they'll chase us down the streets with ropes. Go look that one up. Conspiracies happen all the time. All the time. And people who lie like that to get big things going will stick to their lies till forever, basically. You understand another thing too, awfully important in the system in which we, I'll say exist, because we don't really live, do we? And that is the power of people who take oaths. A tremendous power. Tremendous power. You understand that. They aren't just saying, oh, yes, I will. When you get cabals there, they've gone up through different, you might call it degrees in a sense. It doesn't matter if it's military or any other thing, it's the same kind of thing. That's what they call orders, you see. And they've learned to back each other up and be awfully complicit in backing each other up all the time. And no matter if it's right or wrong, you back them up. Like the old saying, my country, right or wrong. And they will. And when the neocons literally lied about all the information as to what happened with the towers, as though they didn't know, and they wanted all the negative information and theoretical information, like theories of the Middle Eastern countries that might be involved, embellish it a lot, and then only accept the stuff that suited their war agenda, and threw out all the stuff that basically opposed all that and showed you that nothing to do with it. That's called a conspiracy. When they came out, all and different members of the cabinet around Bush, and each one, when interviewed, would say weapons of mass destruction until we're sick of hearing it. That's their mantra. They'll all say the same thing. They've all sworn to say the same thing. And that's what they do.
You see, Freemasonry, under the guise of charity and just a good bunch of guys having a joke with each other, a little club, a little boys' club, is a help themselves organization which takes over any system into which it's introduced with oaths of secrecy, blood oaths and death oaths and all the rest of it. And you'd have to ask yourself why charitable organizations must take death oaths for charity's sake. Of course, it's nothing to do with charity. The big charity is in their own pockets. And they help each other to get contracts, especially government contracts. They must swear to keep each other secret from the public and from everyone else, the profane, as they say. It's a system that runs the systems in every country. Once the Soviet Union came down, it was in the newspapers in the West that Freemasons from America and Britain were sending brothers off to re-establish Masonic lodges in these particular Sovietized countries. So they get in right away, and you wonder why the corruption's going on and how these boys manage to keep all their little deals secret, these multi-million dollar deals they end up getting. Well, the Brotherhood's alive and well, that's why.
From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.